Coles Supermarket has copied the model it has used in Western Australia and South Australia to ask consumers to pay 20 cents per litre of their milk to help the dairy industry. Managing Director John Durkin says the retailer has already put $1 million into the fund, but it's still unclear how much money will make its way to farmers.
So this is about choice. It's offering customers choice. Customers can choose to pay $1 a litre for Coles brand milk, or they can choose to pay a slightly higher price, knowing that an extra 20 cents will go back to farmers. Now, you have to remember that because we only work with a farming cooperative in Victoria and New South Wales, everything that we pay goes back into that cooperative and therefore farmers.
Yes, but is this a bailout of Murray Goulburn's poor corporate governance, a company that overstated the price while the global price was dropping?
This is purely to help farmers who have had a sudden change in circumstances due to a sudden change in price. No more, no less. We're trying to help out where we can by setting up this special product that we're going to set up with through Murray Goulburn, in fact.
Murray Goulburn's suppliers were particularly caught as the co-op forecast $6 a kilogram at a time when the global milk price collapsed, with the largest glut in 30 years, oversupply in Europe and a drop in Chinese demand. Disgruntled shareholders in Murray Goulburn's unit trust have now launched class action in the Supreme Court of Victoria, alleging the company engaged in misleading and deceptive conduct in statements when it listed on the stock exchange last year. Murray Goulburn denies any wrongdoing and will be vigorously defending the claim. Competitor Fonterra warns the bubble has now burst and low prices for milk are here to stay for the next season. Meanwhile, farmers who supplied the co-op are reeling after banking on higher milk prices. The Victorian Farmers Federation's Peter Toohey.
This is a really serious issue because most dairy farmers right across the state have put their planning in for the $6.10 figure on milk solids. And so they have to buy water in, extra water, irrigated pastures, they've had to buy extra feed in. It's been a really tough year right across the state. So it has cost them a lot of money to try and keep their production up. And it's heartbreaking when they found out that not only is the price going to fall way below, but they've also got to pay back some of the money they've already been paid.
How much money do you expect 20 cents per litre on this special new brand to raise?
Look, I think it'll be in the millions of dollars because not many shoppers don't buy milk when they go and do their groceries, do they? And you just have to go to Melbourne and the cappuccinos and lattes all require milk. So if we can get all those shoppers, all those coffee drinkers to use the Farmer brand to support Australian farmers, it would make a huge difference. And I would think it would return a lot of money, which would help support our dairy industry.
The milk industry fund of $1 million plus 20 cents per litre will be administered by a new independent panel. And Peter Toohey says it will be available for dairy farm businesses.
They should use it to maintain their business. So they want to make sure that their dairy business continues on. So if they need to buy extra feed, extra inputs, to make sure their business keeps running. The last thing you want to see is production drop off.
A similar fund started in South Australia 3 years ago and has raised $600,000 since, funding on-farm research and new markets like the fresh milk sales into China. At the time, Ken Lyon of SADA Fresh Fund had to face down criticism it was going into bed with the devil when Coles kicked off the milk discounting war.
The truth of the matter is that supermarkets around the world discount, supermarkets have home brand, and really over the last 10 years, by working with the ACCC and the supermarkets and the industry, we've actually accomplished quite a lot. The fund will be investing in projects that will help all dairy farmers. And to give you an example, I mean, there are the three new processors that are coming into South Australia: the Beston Group at Murray Bridge, the Midfield Group at Panola, and the Chinese investment down at Tantanoola. They're all going to be seeking milk supply. And that is going to affect our farm gate milk supply and benefit all of our producers. And also, these new processors have really got some exciting value-added product, and they've got access to some very interesting markets. I think that this, if this takes off in Victoria, and that it'll be a win-win, and it's just an added positive development for their industry.
The Council of Small Business is critical of Coles' move as a stunt. Peter Strong.
this is such hypocrisy that they would pretend to be doing something good. It's not costing them any money at all. It's going to cost their customers money. And the fact that they don't make any money out of it is neither here nor there, because they didn't make money out of milk anyway. That was the whole idea of it.
But the whole problem with the collapse in the milk price is not really Coles's fault in this instance. It's a global collapse in the milk price.
It is a global problem, but in Australia, the fragility of the dairy sector has come from Coles and Woolworths and what they've done to the sector.